last-minute deal. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. The government avoids a partial shutdown just before a midnight deadline.
The U.S. Senate voting to pass a major government funding bill to keep a slew of agencies open through September. The legislation now heads to President Biden's desk to be signed into law. Americans, though, cannot breathe a sigh of relief just yet. Congress still needs to pass six other bills to keep the government fully open. The deadline to do that is March 22nd. The remaining bills include contentious issues like how to fund the Pentagon and Department of Homeland Security.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The 2024 White House race and the campaign picks up again today. President Biden and former President Trump both holding dueling rallies in Georgia. All this amid uncertainty about any possible presidential debates.
So far, there's been no commitment from President Biden to debate his likely Republican opponent, former President Trump.
Depends on his behavior.
In a social media post this week, former President Trump said he'd debate his successor anytime, anywhere, any place, saying it's important for the good of the country. But the likely Republican nominee declined to take part in any GOP primary debates. A spokesperson for the Biden campaign says former President Trump is thirsty for attention and says the campaign will have a conversation about debates at the appropriate time. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A National Guard helicopter crashes in Texas, killing two soldiers and a Border Patrol agent, and also critically hurting another soldier.
The helicopter went down in Starr County, west of McAllen in the Rio Grande Valley. This helicopter was not part of the governor's Operation Lone Star. It was assisting Border Patrol under federal orders.
Reporter Heather Hayes, Fox 4, in Dallas. That chopper was flying over the U.S.-Mexico border when the crash happened. America's listening to Fox News.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The U.S. denying it caused any deaths during an airdrop of humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Five people were killed, including two young boys in Gaza, when parachutes on aid packages failed to open properly. At least 10 others were hurt. The U.S. State Department has denied responsibility for the airdrop. CENTCOM issued a statement on social media Friday saying, "We are aware of reports of civilians killed as a result of humanitarian airdrops. We express sympathies to the families of those who were killed," adding, "Contrary to some reports, this was not the result of U.S. airdrops." The incident comes less than a week after the U.S. military began dropping aid packages into Gaza, coordinated with the Royal Jordanian Air Force. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
A key piece of President Biden's immigration policy has been upheld by a federal judge in Texas.
The judge dismissing a challenge from several Republican-led states to a humanitarian parole program. It allows up to a combined 30,000 asylum seekers from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to enter the U.S. each month. Each must apply online, arrive by air, and have a financial sponsor. If approved, they can stay in the U.S. for 2 years and get a work permit. More than 350,000 migrants have used the program so far. Texas and 20 other states argue the program is forcing them to spend millions on health care, education, and public safety for the migrants. An appeal of the ruling is likely. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
U.S. Central Command saying U.S. and coalition forces defeated a Houthi attack in the Red Sea. CENTCOM saying Houthi rebels launched 15 unmanned aerial vehicles early this morning against several merchant U.S. Navy and coalition ships in the area. A Houthi military spokesperson saying the group had carried out two military operations. I'm Paul Stevens. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.